with the real McCoy. Let's have a chat with the real McCoy. Let's have a chat with the real McCoy. Let's have a chat with the real McCoy.
Welcome to What's Your Ministry Podcast with your host, Shamika the Real McCoy. We're not just a podcast, we're a community for McCoy Solutions University, an online platform for digital creators, business owners, entrepreneurs, and students looking to connect education and faith-based strategies by combining their personal and professional life to speak one language ministry in the marketplace. I'm recording a midnight prayer. Lord God, I just thank you right now for your word. God, I thank you for the authority to release praise in the midnight hour. There is somebody that's going through a midnight hour in their life. I speak and prophesy in your life that it will not be like this always. I'm here to encourage you tonight that God shall come through for you. And the word that I want to release, Acts 16, 25 and 26, it says, "And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard him. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the founders of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loose. And the keepers of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison's door open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." I want to speak into your life a midnight praise. You waiting on God to go through something, to come through for something in your life, is something you can't hardly even speak to your best friend about it. You can't speak to your neighbor about it. I want to remind you, you can take it to the Father in prayer. He get it about Shata. You have to press and pray until you see what you say, until it's manifest in the earth realm. Maybe you're going to God towards housing. Maybe you're going to God towards that utility bill. Maybe you're going to God about that daughter or that son of yours. Whatever it is, whatever your midnight situation might be in your life, I'm here to encourage you in the midnight hour. This podcast is being recorded in the midnight hour. And so God, right now, we lift your name up, oh God, and we give you praise, Heavenly Father. We praise you because you're worthy. We sing praises unto you. We sing blessings unto you. There is no God like Jehovah. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy of our praise. He's everlasting Father. He's the God of the angel army. I feel my help kicking in, y'all. He's the God who, when he steps into battle, he steps in from a position of victory. Greater is he that's within us, guys, than he that's within the world. He's worthy. Do you hear me? He's worthy of your praise. He's worthy. So I prophesy for everyone who is experiencing a midnight hour. I prophesy and speak into your life that God is coming through for you. God is coming through for us. Do you hear what I'm saying? Don't get confused by your emotion. Don't get confused by thoughts that's falling into your mind that's not aligning with the word of God. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we have to cast down every thought. It must align. Our thoughts must align to the will of Jesus Christ. Our thoughts must be transformed by the renewing of our minds. It must be renewed daily. Do you hear what I'm saying? Hey, get it up, Oshata. So lay hands on yourself. Anoint yourself. Lay hands on your own mind through the authority given to you through the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, every blood-washed believer has the authority to lay hands on themselves. Hey, get it up, Oshata. To anoint themselves, and speak the word of God. Speak the word. Speak the word. Speak the word. Speak the word. Speak it until it's manifest. Speak it until you see it in the earth realm. Because you know, once you speak the word, it's already done. The angels are already moving. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. When you speak the word of God out of your mouth, that sound, it cannot return void. God's word can never lie. Nor return unto him void. If he said it, he shall bring it to pass. Do you hear what I'm saying? So stand on the word. Romans 12. I want to read over you. Romans 12. I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So let me ask you this, saints. Are you presenting your body as a living sacrifice? Are you fornicating and committing adultery against your own body? So it's time to line up right. It's time to align correctly, saints. It's time to purify yourself. Your body was meant to be a temple for the Holy Spirit to dwell in. Are you willing to push back your plate? Let me ask you that, saint. How bad do you want that midnight prayer to become answered? How bad do you? May your actions align with how bad you want it. Are you willing to fast and pray? The word of God that some, it says in the word of God, that something are only answered through fasting and prayer. You're looking for scriptures on how to pray. Check out Isaiah 58. Lift your voices with the praise. And so God, I speak over every Holy Ghost, blood roster believer. Those who are confused what's happening right now, they're like, is she on the airways speaking in tongues? I thought you needed an interpreter for that. But there is a difference. There is a difference of speaking in your prayer language, your prayer language, and then speaking in tongues as God give you utterance, and then having an interpreter. I will be dropping scriptures for that. And so, God, I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus that each person who is listening to this bonus episode, I thank you for supernatural favor, supernatural miracles, supernatural breakthrough. Father God, I just thank you right now. God, I thank you right now that you're doing it. You're coming through for us. God, you're faithful. And I speak against every person, every demon that try to come against this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. I loose consuming fire in the name of Jesus. I loose fire in the airwaves, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you that there's fire in your word. There is a consuming fire to burn up the impurities and lies of the enemy in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now that that daughter is coming back. I thank you that that son is coming back. That prodigal son is coming back right now in the name of Jesus. I speak blessings and favor and overflow over every person that has that's standing in a gap, that has a son, a daughter, a goddaughter, a parent, a mother, a father, a sister, a brother, a aunt, an uncle, godparents, godchildren, that you are interceding, standing in a gap for every relationship, that you're co-parenting, that you're standing in the gap for as an intercessor right now in the earth realm. I lift you up. I say, God, have your way. Meet them where they're at. My God, God, I thank you that you are sending wise counsel right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that your will is bigger than our will. Your way is bigger than our way. Your thoughts are above our thoughts, Heavenly Father. And so, God, I just thank you right now. I just thank you right now that we are turning from our wicked ways, that we are seeking you first, that if we seek first the kingdom, hey, it shall all be added. It shall all be added. Hey, it shall all be added. God, I thank you that we are seeking first the kingdom. Matthew 6 and 33. God, I thank you for the kingdom. It's being released right now in the name of Jesus. It says Matthew 6 and 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. It's another word I want to release here in Matthew 6. It says, after this manner, Matthew 6 and 9, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. In Jesus' name. So guys, I had a little bit more to share with you. I wanted to really break down what is midnight. You know, what spiritually, midnight is, and naturally, it is the first hour of a brand new day. So actually at midnight is that time frame where you break through into the new. And think about this, guys. When you're breaking through in that midnight season, it's still dark outside. At midnight, it doesn't matter if the time zone change, you know, it moves forward or it moves backward. At midnight, it's still dark outside. My God, my God. God just gave me this revelation. I had to come back and record this piece. It's still dark outside, but the light has hit. Like you have moved into a new season, even though it looks dark outside. And so I wanted to come back and say, guys, that
are you looking for a coach who understands that you're building a business to serve a purpose and make an impact on people's lives? Perhaps your business needs a chief brand evangelist to positively represent your products and services in today's marketplace. If you've answered yes, it's no coincidence you have come to the right place. More like a divine connection. McCoy Marketing Solutions is more than a traditional marketing firm. We advocate for your business with integrated marketing concepts, connecting biblical principles to business concepts, and directly target your market with The Real McCoy. This is done by providing digital marketing solutions through marketing consultations, brand management, event marketing planning, and social media marketing planning as well. Click the link in the show notes to join McCoy Solutions University Kingdompreneur Community. Then introduce yourself with a free 30-minute discovery phone call today. Now back to the show.
God is moving even when we can't see it, because it still look dark in the natural. God, I thank you for this fresh word. It still look dark in your life, but at midnight, just like Paul and Cyrus, we are in prayer and praise and worship and singing songs to the King. Baby, do not be surprised when you get that phone call that you was looking for. Don't be surprised when they say yes to the interview. Do not be surprised when you get promoted. Don't be surprised that chaotic coworker that was challenging to work with, the Lord is going to begin to shut their mouth. Don't, and from speaking negative against you, or to from speaking negative against others in the workplace. Don't be surprised, my God. Don't be surprised when God comes through, not just for your girl, but for you, and you who's listening. I felt like Oprah in that moment when she said, you get a car, you get a car, you get a car, you get a car. Rewind, stop, rewind, play. You get a blessing, you get a blessing, you get a blessing, you get a blessing. God is coming through in these seasons. And so God, once again, I just like to thank you. I like to thank you that as we're praising you, you're already working it out. As we're praising you, you have already dispatched your angels to fulfill your word. God, I like to thank you. I like to thank you for the pain in the midnight season. I like to thank you for when you feel like you're having sleepless nights. That's another sign too. If you're having sleepless nights in your midnight season, God is trying to talk to you to get something through in the earth realm. Are you talking back to God? Are you getting up and talking back to God when he's trying to talk to you in your midnight season? Literally at midnight, in the midnight time frame, when God is trying to talk to you, are you up talking back? And even if you're sleepy, I have found myself doing this at times too, guys. I'll be like, God, it's 3 a.m. in the morning. Call me back at 3 p.m. And then I have to say real quick, God, I was just playing. Let me get up. I have to get up with sleep in my eyes, anoint my eyes, my ear gates, my throat, my head, wrap myself in my tallit if I'm led to, and go into prayer. God, I'm sleepy, but I hear that you're calling me. I hear you're calling me to commune with you. And God, I don't want to miss the opportunity to what you are saying to me. God, release it right now. Allow me to release it by listening and then speaking what you say. Let me remind you guys of this. I first heard this long time ago. I don't know. An old friend of mine introduced me to this at least over a decade ago. I was listening to this episode on Miles Monroe. And he was talking about how we have our bodies, which are earth suit. And for anything to operate in the earth realm spiritually, you know, whether it's good or evil, it has to have a body. He even broke down how God does not disobey his own laws, how Jesus himself created himself a body. He placed himself inside of Mary's womb. It was a holy birth. Placed himself inside of womb, came through this body, which is the manifested word of God, Jesus Christ, and began to move and operate here in the earth realm to fulfill Old Testament covenant in the New Testament. He came to fulfill the word. Jesus came to fulfill the word, but he didn't break his own law because he came in the body. Now think about this, guys. If Jesus Christ himself left heaven, he created the word, put it in a body. Put it in a body, y'all. Came onto earth and then released the words here on the earth. He released the word. My God, the word became flesh, dwelt among us, and then released the word in the atmosphere. Now, if Jesus had to do it, baby, you have to do it too. You have to do it too. You have to get up in your midnight season. Get up. Get up. Get up. You have to get up and release the word. I don't care if you sleepy or not. Release the word in obedience. Commune with God. Push through. Push through. Yes. 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 Man of God, woman of God, you're out there praying. Maybe you're not a man or woman of God. Maybe you want what I'm talking about right now. You want this Holy Ghost power. Take a moment to accept Christ as your Savior. If you have not accepted him as Lord, Lord means owner of your life. Say, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, forgive me of my sins. God, I want to know you. I want you to control my life. I want you to be the owner of my life. And so come in to my life right now in the name of Jesus. Repeat this with me. Say, Father, I repent. Repent means turn back to the highest. It means I turn back to you and I acknowledge you as supreme being of my life. I repent, Lord. And I want to warn you, when you repent, when you confess these words out of your mouth, God begins to clean up your heart and he begins to clean up your lifestyle. Places you used to go, you no longer have a desire to go. Drinks you used to drink, you no longer have a desire to drink them. Things you used to smoke, you no longer have a desire to smoke them. People you used to fornicate with, you no longer have a desire to fornicate. Because when God leads you to true repentance, things of sin that disconnected you from God, he cuts those things off. According to John 15, he begins to prune your life through the repentance process. Listen to me. Through this process of repentance, he's pruning your life. And pruning hurts. Let me tell you, pruning does not feel good, but it is a necessity for breakthrough. When you want a tree to grow, you have to prune it. You have to prune it. And that tree out there, naked, it looks, you know, bare. It looks unhealthy, but that's just a temporary season, y'all. Catch that tree in the next season. All these beautiful leaves, all these beautiful fruit that's producing from the tree. But you're wondering, how did that tree gain those leaves? How did the tree gain the fruit? It had to go through the pruning. Someone had to nurture that tree. And, you know, the gardener had to pluck off those unhealthy branches. He had to, you know, and God is the gardener. He is the gardener. He is pruning your life through the stage of repentance. And so God, right now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for repentance. I thank you when it don't feel good, Lord, that you are pruning us and processing us. My God, on the potter's reel. Are you guys familiar with that? I always heard that terminology, and I actually took a moment to look it up. And when I looked it up, it's this wheel that spins round and round and round and round. And the potter, the person who is that spins round bowl, or if the person that's shaping the clay. Word says that this potter wheel that God places us on. And so I could see this. Can y'all see this? I physically see this. And so God is shaping us. I'm like, this side is stretched out too far to the left. Let me cuff that side. This side is moving too much to the right. Let me shape that side. Let me shape the top part. And as the pot keeps spinning that wheel and the clay keeps going round and round, it's in your hands. It's in God's hands. I hear him saying that to somebody. It's in his hands. Just stay on the wheel. Stay on the wheel, baby. Stay on the wheel in the midnight season. Stay on the wheel. It's in his hands. He's shaping us. My God, shape us. Shape us out of this. I want to hear about it. You hear me? I want to hear about the testimonies, how God is moving in your life. You can email me at ministry, MINISTRY, at McCoyMarketingSolutions.com, or you can email me at info@McCoyMarketingSolutions.com. Share your testimony. Matter of fact, tag me on it on social. I'm at Shamika the Real McCoy. Tag me in that testimony. I'm excited to rejoice with you just as heaven is rejoicing. And so I want to remind you guys that there is a testimony coming out of this midnight season. There is a testimony coming. And sometimes when you're going through things, you have to wait on the right timing to release it to everybody. So you can't give it to everybody. That's a whole nother episode, y'all. How you got those watchers and those people that's out spying in on you, trying to get information to use it against you. You have to wait on the right timing to release it. And so they can't get the information if you don't give it to them. And if you all on your social media and you all in public at the wrong place at the wrong time, releasing information that's not even ready to be released. You're releasing it prematurely. It's not gonna produce well. It's not gonna produce well. And if it does come out for production, it's gonna take time, because a baby can be born prematurely, but you have to nurture it to proper health so that baby can be sustainable. You know what I'm saying? So if something is birthed prematurely, now we serve a supernatural God now. Don't get it twisted. God can correct that situation. He can heal it. It just with one word. You hear what I'm saying? But what is the word I'm looking for? His permissive will. Yeah. That's the word I'm looking for. It's his will that you go through the process and that you birth it at the right timing. It's all about Kairos timing. Y'all, I could keep going on and on and on and on with this message, but your girl is going to have to cut it off. Once again, I want to encourage you in your midnight season. I want to encourage you to release a praise. And if you are looking for a coach to assist you, you're looking for a coach to pour into your life, you're looking for a coach to push back her plate and to fast and pray with you, to help you birth what he is calling you to birth, give me a call. Contact me. My information is in the bio. I love you guys. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed day, a blessed night, and a prosperous season and new year. Blessings.
Thank you for listening to another episode at What's Your Ministry Podcast. Don't forget, real ministry goes beyond the Sunday morning podium into our everyday lives. Connect with us at McCoy Solutions University and at McCoy Solutions_ on all digital platforms. Have a blessed day.